Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:03 Monday morning.
I got a text for you from 510. Sarah, big, huge, gigantic thank you. I took my mom to see Waitress yesterday.
Oh.
And we left. It was beyond words. Thanks for the heads up about the wonderful performance.
So good. What a great show that is. I get it. It's not for everyone. I've actually been surprised by people coming forward and saying, no, that thing, I didn't like it at all. I'm like, oh my God, maybe we saw a different thing than you. I just thought it was so just sweet. It was like eye candy the whole time and ear candy too. God, the performances are just amazing. I'm glad you had fun. We have your chance to go and see the Michael Franti movie. This is happening at RadioAlice.com. You can register for a pair of tickets to Michael Franti, Stay Human. It's a film screening and acoustic performance on November 17th at the Norse Theater in San Francisco. So if you want to check that out, by all means, head to RadioAlice.com. Nicely done. Happy Monday. So we're going to start with the charts. Fridays is when new music comes out, and then a week and a half later, two Mondays later, we see how everything charted. So at number 10 this week, and there are a few new things on mostly at the top of the charts here. At number 10 is Post Malone, Beer Bongs and Bentleys. That sold another 41,000 copies. Not around. You love this one, Hooman?
I do. I love this song. I try to listen to it every day.
Really?
I do.
Better now. At number 9 is Travis Scott. That's Kylie Jenner's baby.
Right.
Daddy. Mm-hmm. Astroworld. That's 45,000 copies of that.
Here's Sicko Mode.
All right. At number 8 is Future and Juice WRLD. They put out a record together called World on Drugs.
This is called Fine China.
All right. Just over 45,000 copies of that. Drake's Scorpion sold another 49,000 copies. Hopefully that falls off the chart soon. That's at number 7.
Drink it in. Drink it in.
I feel like this dude doesn't ever stop making music, though, so there'll be another album right behind this one.
Yay! Lil Baby and Gunna did a record together called Drip Harder. It's at number 6, and it sold about 49,000 copies.
This is called Drip Too Hard.
Oh. Okay, number 5 is the Carter 5. That's Lil Wayne, 52,000 copies of that.
It's called Uproar.
I like that.
At number 4 is this is a debut in 4th place. It's a record called Love Me Now? And it's a Canadian rapper by the name of Tony Lanez.
And this is called Love Me Now.
Oh, goodness. I'm hella rich and I say a lot of swears. 54,000 copies of that. Canadian rapper Tory Lanez. Is Tory a girl or a dude?
Tony.
I got Tory.
Oh, you got Tory?
Is it actually Tony?
It could be Tory. Let me look.
What's the last name?
Lanez.
Lanez. L-A-N-E-Z.
Oh, yeah, it is Tory.
So is it a guy or a girl?
A dude. Tory. T-O-R-Y.
Young. Sound, very young sounding voice.
26. Out of Canada.
Debuting in 3rd place is a former YouTube star by the name of Joji. 57,000 copies of Joji's new record, Ballads 1.
And this is called Test Drive.
God, music sucks today.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
Man, I love that. Anyone?
You love it?
It's not bad. I mean, I'd never listen to it again, but...
Long I've been doing myself. All right, there you go. Thanks. Let's hope it makes the top 10 in the singles. And yay. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's Star Is Born soundtrack sold 93,000 copies, good for 2nd place.
So I chose a song called Dig in My Grave. I don't think we've heard this one.
Okay.
So mixing it up.
Well, Gaga's doing the heavy lifting there, isn't she?
One of them is shining.
Well, they've moved him.
You should see this movie. I think you'd like it. It's good. And we have a brand new number one album this week.
Oh, boy.
And this is his first time in number. He's put out a ton of records, but he is number one on the Billboard. This is the general chart, too. These are the best-selling albums in the country. This isn't a specialized chart. This is the big ones. Andrea Bocelli sold 126,000 copies of his new record, C.
What did you do?
I'd like to dedicate this song to Vinny. It's called Fall On Me.
This is the one. This is his kid, right? Singing this one?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because it's the only one in English, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Just here.
Who's this guy's audience?
Here comes Andrea.
You like this?
No.
You don't like it either? I thought you liked him.
It's a little cheesy.
Well, I don't know who the audience is exactly, but 126,000 copies is really nothing to sneeze at. So
I mean, look,
good for him.
I don't want to call people, like, if you can get into the bath and light your candles and listen to your Andre Bocelli or whoever this guy is, and you're having a moment, then good on you. But
not for you.
I can't help but laugh at you a little bit. A little snicker. Like, come
on. That's
pretty. Fall on me.
Sing a little of that, Hooman.
Oh, boy.
Fall on me.
Oh, boy, that voice. You're a lucky guy. Anyway, there you go. There's your top 10 this week. Congratulations, Andrea Bocelli. His first number one
album. You into that?
Album. Not really. I mean, it's pretty. I just
if I was in
imagine.
A restaurant, maybe.
Sure, an Italian restaurant.
Italian
I was eating,
restaurant.
Eating the meatballs.
Having some quiet conversation.
Some ravioli.
And it's playing in the background. That's one thing, but I'm not going to put it on.
You're not going to put it on, wear like a white silky filmy thing that you're going to dance around the house in?
Nah.
Just flit from room to room. On me. So last Friday.
Yeah.
We had Johnny Mosley in. We had Felipe Esparza.
Oh, how'd he do? I wonder if he killed at the Warfield.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear.
I didn't hear anything.
We had
Yuzette's
cousins in, too.
We did.
And by the way, so I hung around a little bit because I had to wait to go get the skateboards. Mm-hmm. And I got to talking to them. They're obviously very cool. But I was like, as I'm doing my thing, I'm thinking, Yuzette and her cousins are tearing the town up right now. What did you guys go
do?
We went to lunch. First, we went to Grumpy's.
Of course you did.
Well, you got a pre-lunch party. Come on.
Well, the daughter wanted a cheeseburger.
Oh,
I see. We had to get her something before we went somewhere else. We went there. And then we went to Paul Martin's, which is a restaurant, Hillsdale Shopping Center.
Oh.
What's that, Paul Martin's?
It's called Paul Martin's.
Why did you go there specifically?
Because the daughter wanted to do some shopping.
Oh.
So I said, well, let's do this. Let's go to a restaurant where there is shopping. She wanted to go to Haight Street. They said, this isn't a shopping trip. And I was like trying to help her out.
They shut that down, huh?
And then I said, how about? So we did that.
What's that place called? Paul what?
Paul Martin's. It's a steak place.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys ate. So she'd already had a cheeseburger. So she didn't walk the mall while you guys.
No, we wanted to go with her. Okay. How old is she? She's 15 or 16, maybe whatever. We didn't want her alone. We didn't want her alone.
Walk the mall?
Well, she didn't know where she is.
So. She's at the mall. You know, just. Try to retrace your steps back to Paul Martin. Look at the directory.
She was fine waiting for us to eat our food.
Okay.
And then we went to a couple shops, took her shopping.
Oh, that's nice.
And then that was it. They dropped me off.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was
it? Yeah, they had other plans with their friends that they were meeting up with in San Jose.
Oh, that's fun.
I envisioned a long,
I know,
crazy
like a whole
day.
Weekend.
No, I think I got home about 2:30.
Huh? What?
Yeah, that was it. That's good for me.
Yeah.
And I went to lunch on
Saturday. I'm all used up by 2:30 on a Friday. There's no question.
Yeah. Mm. Same thing. I was probably home by 2:30 on Saturday as well.
This Friday, we have Hooman's birthday party.
Right.
So I'll be running home to get a nap.
Oh, man.
So
I hope I can make fresh. That.
I hope you can, too, Yuzette.
Yeah.
Too,
why wouldn't you be able to make it?
Where's that at?
It's here in the city.
It's at the Hotel
Zeppelin.
Oh,
it's tough getting back into the city, man.
It is.
All right. Well.
I'm going to be sleeping. Get ready for that. I'm going to have a good time at your party. Are there going to be some games? 250 people at this party.
What?
This is the biggest party he's ever thrown. Who are these people that you're going to...
Your mom doesn't cap you? on the invite list?
Yeah. Oh, there should be like 50 people.
No.
Your mom's like, invite as many people as you want.
No, and it's rock and roll casual. That's the dress.
What yeah. do you mean? Rock and roll chic.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Rock and roll chic.
No.
So I could wear like a gown and wear my tennis shoes with it?
Absolutely.
Sure,
wear whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm going to wear my leather pants and my thigh-high boots.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Slut it up, huh?
Well, maybe I will.
For your man human?
Why the hell not, right? Rock and roll chic.
You're throwing a 250 people strong
I think like,
birthday
more like
party.
180, more like 180.
At a hotel.
Yeah.
And people are staying there too. Like, it's a whole overnight thing.
If you want, you know.
He got some rooms.
Well.
Are you a little jealous? Should we tell Christina you want to go?
No, I'm okay. So,
how about Christina? Does she want to come?
We're still, we have a newborn.
You're busy.
We're still really
you seem busy.
In the middle
you seem like
of it.
A busy guy.
We're very...
How long do you use that excuse? We have a newborn, though.
Well, they
forever.
Do, they do
we
have
please.
A newborn.
We do
I mean.
Have a newborn.
Everyone I know that has a kid uses that kid as an excuse to not go to anything.
Well, look, you do get to
it's
use it
excuse.
As an excuse,
is
but it?
It
is, there is really a grain of truth in it, you know?
Is there a great truth in it?
Yes. Nobody like people... sleeps with a newborn around. Mom's boobs leak.
Yep.
They do?
If she doesn't get them drained regularly.
They it's get hard
thing.
As rocks.
It's a thing.
Is
trust
it?
Me, yeah. Trust yeah. me. You just go, you know what? I'm going to pass. I'll catch you on the net.
She's coming out to Winterland, though, right? She's all excited for
that.
That
was supposed
to
be the big go-around. I haven't heard how that's going to... Because I told you, it came up that my daughter's recital is
oh,
that
right.
night, too. And I don't know how that's going to work out.
Well, no, I can go to the recital.
I know for sure I'm going to Winterland.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. I know for sure
oh,
you are as well.
Yeah, I heard Sarah and Vinny are going to be there. So.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to that.
I'm going
to
be there.
I think they're
for
hosting
that.
A party, too.
Oh, my God. Oh. I hope I get to go to the Sarah and Vinny party.
I know.
I've heard those are really fun.
Beyond that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know
oh,
where I'll be.
Exciting.
All right. So you want to hear the album that
oh,
you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So on Friday, I guess this whole conversation started because I was talking about how on Friday I didn't get to do... Normally, I would do the new music on Friday. And luckily, there wasn't too much. Like, we missed out on hearing Walls, the 36th album by Barbara Streisand. So that was a bummer. We missed out on Swizz Beatz's new record, Poison. But I didn't want to miss out on the new Tenacious D record. I am a huge Tenacious D fan. This record is their fourth, and it's the first in 6 years. It's called Post Apocalypto. And what did you grab?
So I grabbed four songs off of it.
Fantastic.
They're all really short, though. Like this
it
one.
Does have those little comedic interludes? Like
it does.
Okay, great.
I think. I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I just chose four. But like this song in total is 39 seconds.
Oh,
so
wow. Gracious.
Here we go.
Oh, that's nice. Is this like the opening piece?
This is in the middle of the album.
Oh. Usually they have some kind of like theme running through their album. It like tells a story. So we're hearing the whole song. There you go, 39 seconds of it.
I think that's the whole song, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it. All right, what else
All
did
right,
you grab?
So this song is called Colors.
And I believe Dave Grohl drummed on this one too. He drummed on that first one that was so good.
I didn't do a ton of research.
Okay.
I had a lot going on this morning, so maybe he did.
All right.
Here we go. This is Colors.
Gross. Okay. So, okay.
Dave Grohl did drum on the album.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Oh, you don't want to hear any
no,
more of that song?
I mean, you know, we got two more to do here, right?
Yeah.
But thank you so much for pulling such large chunks.
This is called...
I don't like that song.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
I don't
this song's called Hope.
All right. So... I'm not sure exactly what's going on with this record, but I know I saw a few animations from him where the world has been... It's post-apocalypto, right? So the world's been... There were all these animated things of him and Kyle and... Okay, turn it up.
Here come... It's going to kick in a second.
Skip it forward to that point. I got to say, that first record was so good and they just really have never lived back up to that.
I'm enjoying this.
Are you?
You are?
Well, it's Jack Black. What do you expect? He did Gulliver's Travel. Terrible.
The drumming's good. Okay, enough of that. And what was the last one that you pulled?
All right, so
wait,
this...
that was the kick in?
Yeah.
That album's awful. You're not gonna buy that.
No.
Okay.
So this one's called Making Love.
Oh.
There's a lot of like really filthy stuff on
yes,
this that was just
right.
impossible. There's no way I could edit it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have just been like reverse the whole time. So this is one of the risque songs on the album.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so
it?
So there we go. Post-Apocalypto, fourth album by Tenacious D.
Boo!
It's right. Just trying to recapture that magic of that first one. That is too bad. Mm. I love him. Mm. I would still go to a show.
But you would?
I would.
If they're going to feature that album?
Oh, right. Can't they just redo the first album? The one with tribute on it and effort gently. Mm. In the road. Frankie Grande is in the news today. Frankie Grande is Ariana Grande's brother, and we know him best from Big Brother.
Right.
But I guess he's a YouTube star, too. And, yeah. You know, whatever. He's great. He has been dating a married couple for the last few months.
What?
And now he's making the news for this. He's confirming his relationship status with Mike Pofus and Daniel Sinason at a Halloween party on Monday. He introduced them to Us Weekly by saying, "These are my boyfriends. We've been dating for almost 3 months, but in the gay world, it's like 5 years. He did not hold back and talked about their romance. He said what his favorite parts of them were, and he got pretty graphic and said how smart both of them are. A few days later, at another Halloween party, he shared more about their relationship. He called himself the new addiction. He was asked, how does this work, you and this married couple? And he says, let's just say it does. They have been inseparable over the last few months. A slew of pictures from their many outings have been posted on social media. So if you follow any of these people, you may be well aware of this. Oh, is this the three of them? Oh, my God, they're adorable. Oh, they're so cute. That's pretty funny. These three are in a relationship together. So congratulations.
Or it's just for publicity.
Well, they're young, good-looking men.
Yeah, sure.
They look like brothers.
They writhe around and have a good time. Mm-hmm. In addition to his new relationship, he gets annoying about spending time with family. He was talking to ET on Monday and talked about Ariana Grande, saying how she was coping after ending her engagement. He said, Ariana's doing well. We just had game night the other night. It was me, Mommy, Nona, and I guess Ariana, unless he calls her Nona. We just had a great time. Mommy won. It's good. Hmm. Ariana's working really hard, you know, getting prepped for tour and another album. Like, it's too much. Lots of stuff going on. That's his quote.
He went mommy, huh?
Mommy.
Your kids call you mommy?
They do not.
Right.
They just call me mom.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
Fine with that. Congratulations to Diddy. He has survived his 49th birthday. He took a page out of Will Smith's playbook,
exactly.
I guess. Will Smith jumped out of an airplane for his 50th, and that's what Diddy did. But he has to one-up everybody, so he gets out, jumps out at 10,000 feet and lands at the Playboy Mansion. He manages to, I don't even know how you'd pick that out. But he got permission from them, and that's where he landed. And there
are. He had his party?
What's that?
Is that where he had his party?
Oh.
I saw another story.
It would make sense that he jumps into the party, right?
I saw another story later this morning, Sarah, about the party being broken up by the cops.
Oh, yeah. I'm not seeing anything about any party. All they're saying is he dropped in the backyard of the Playboy Mansion. He had expressed an interest in landing there and confirmed that he did get the okay, posted a caption that read, I did it. Thank you to my neighbors at the Playboy Mansion for letting me use their house to land. No fear. So, there you go. That's what he did.
He's living all his dreams.
And, you know, to have a 49th birthday party where the cops show up, I mean, that is living right there. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Crabs.
Oh, crabs.
Fires and drunk driving, all next after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland is fast approaching. That's on December 6th at the Masonic, One Republic, Leon Bridges, Michael Fronte, and a special pre-party with Sarah and Vinny. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets to the show and passes into our little VIP section. Be listening at 9 o'clock. And throughout the day, there are multiple chances for you to win these. It's all presented by Bud Light, Alice in Winterland, the Sarah and Vinny pre-party brought to you by Bud Light. 9:05 is your first chance to win.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website where you can watch this show.
Hello.
We put it all together every morning. Just for you.
Oh my God.
Lookers.
Just put on a, you know, to get the makeup and hair done and nice outfit every day.
Rocker chic.
Yeah, that's the theme on the show.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what's happening. Don't forget, as if you needed reminding, because every commercial and everything. Every street corner is about the vote tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. Please vote.
So let's do this tomorrow, and then we can put it behind us and move on.
Yeah.
Time changed over the weekend, so hopefully
you enjoyed
you knew
your
that,
extra right? hour of sleep.
If you love the crab.
Yes. Oh,
the crab.
You love the crab?
She loves the crab. Mm-hmm.
They had a great opener for the crab season. So
yay.
Was it last year or maybe the one before? I don't know what's happening to my ears, but they're
it was last year.
They just
zipping
keep going by. Yeah.
But they had a lot of problems with the crab.
Big delays, domoic acid or something, which sounds demonic.
So Saturday was the open, and they got a ton of crab. So you're all going to be eating crab.
These are crabs you want, everyone. These are the good crabs.
So the local restaurants and the local butcher shops, I'm sure, will have a lot of fresh crab for you.
You going to go to a crab feed? You got one planned? I know you like that. You
I
and Johnny
not,
V.
But this restaurant by our house in San Carlos, they do every crab season, they'll do this chili crab that is so delicious. That
chili crab?
Yeah, it's the sauce has like 30 ingredients. I've tried to do it before, but I can't quite get it right.
So it's chili, but it's crab meat instead of...
It's crab. They put it in a bowl with the shells. They break it open. Oh. So you're still, you know, crunching it open. But it's the sauce.
Oh.
You know, with a bunch of vegetables. But,
Sounds like a plan. I'll meet you there.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
Delicious. Food.
It's a mess.
We're still in fire season. If you've been smelling a fire, Highway 9 has been shut down by a fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Is that near you?
It is near me. I saw it yesterday morning early, actually. I was driving around doing some errands and went, oh, that's a fire. Oh, nuts. Sure enough, it had broken out the night before at like 10 p.m. or something like that. And now they're containing it. But with the wind, it's blowing it everywhere. So you'll smell it who knows how far. And that's the fire I'm talking about. Highway 9 has been shut down. I wanted to mention this again because it was sort of a thing we talked a lot about, the Freddie Mercury Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
So we know it had a bunch of troubles in early production, and I guess the early estimates for the film were at $35 million to $40 million, and the thing crushed, bringing in $50
million. Yeah.
So they're super stoked.
I'll bet they are.
Beating all of their hopes and dreams.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, too, with the success of this, if other large bands will get this kind of treatment. Although, you know, the thing about Freddie Mercury was he's such a fascinating person. Like, I don't know, will Aerosmith be
here's the thing about Freddie Mercury. He's dead. And I don't mean to say that callously or coldly. What I'm saying is, so if... You've got the person still alive
right
there.
So you tell me it's got to be Bon Scott.
Well, why wouldn't Led Zeppelin have a movie made about them? Because they're still alive, I think. That's why. Right?
Their story's not over yet.
And we've heard we're going to get a Hendrix movie because he's passed, but I guess that hasn't happened
yet.
There
must have been something about Hendrix back in the day.
The big story was that we were going to get Lenny Kravitz starring as... Hendrix, and then it's never happened. And I don't know why. I've never looked it up, but that's someone who certainly is worthy of a movie.
They keep trying to do a Janis Joplin. I've heard tons of people attached to that, and they say that Bette Midler's The Rose was like based on Janis Joplin.
Right.
I'm trying to think of like the dead... Like, oh, they did The Doors. That was a good one.
Right.
I loved that one.
Val Kilmer
God,
got...
I was in love with Val Kilmer on that one.
I wonder if it's like publishing rights... The Hendrix people won't give up.
It's possible. That's got to be. You've got to be able to use that music.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they want that?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you want a movie?
Well, maybe because they would say something like, you can have the rights to the songs, but we want to have creative input on it. And maybe some people don't want to release. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Because they want to control how the thing looks.
But nothing would revive your music library and sales like a movie for the younger generation.
Maybe they feel like they don't need it.
I mean, you know.
Right. This is your relative that, you know.
The last Jimi Hendrix kind of idea that was floated out there, I can't find the Lenny Kravitz thing that you were talking about, but Anthony Mackie, do you know who that is?
I don't.
No.
He's one of the Avengers. He's Falcon.
How about? Oh, he's Falcon.
He was talked about for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you familiar? You watch
You
all
know
those.
Falcon.
I don't.
What?
I don't know. I don't watch any of those
He's
Avengers
the one who
movies.
Wears the backpack with the wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know him. I'm sorry.
How about Human? There is a movie that was put out, Jimmy, All Is By My Side.
Yeah, there's a bunch of kind of documentaries about him.
But was that in the movie theaters?
I didn't
it looks
see
like
it.
Maybe Toronto. Looks like maybe it hit all the
film festivals.
Well, maybe festivals. This. Hope you're right. Mm. Maybe this will bring
Spur
about
some on. Right. Right. I mean, it really. I saw 50 million this morning. And went all right. Good for them. I was glad to hear that the interest was so high. People are really psyched for this movie.
I mean, Freddie Mercury was a colorful character, but so was Hendrix.
Sure. Mm.
People are saying you have to bring Kleenex though to the movie.
Don't worry, I always do. I
That's
know.
Today, right? Mm-hmm. You're going.
If I can get my kid up in time to get to the early show.
Oh, people are saying one of the previews that you're going to see is for Elton John's Rocket Man.
Oh, right.
Who's playing Elton John?
That's the kid who was in The Kingsman.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, so there is another one coming.
There is, yeah.
And he's alive.
Yeah.
And this one, I think they said based on a real life fantasy or something. It's sort of it's his life, but it's not.
Yeah,
necessarily
Richard,
the truest of true stories.
Taron Egerton.
Taron Egerton is the guy's name?
Yeah, and Bryce Dallas Howard's also in it.
Oh, okay. She's good.
Is she?
Isn't she? I think she's pretty good. I liked her Black Mirror
The stories episode. Of Elton John's addiction are not pretty, so maybe they don't want to show that. Maybe he doesn't want to see that.
Maybe
that'll have to be told after he's gone.
Right.
As we head into Christmas, the hottest toy... For those of you who have young people to buy for, it's the Fingerlings Hugs. If you're not familiar, I'll show you a picture. I pulled it up on my phone.
Fingerlings?
Fingerlings Hugs.
What are Fingerlings?
These apparently last year, Wowie Fingerlings were finger-hugging toys that became a craze around the holidays last year. Now they're bigger.
Finger-hugging toys.
Now they're big.
Oh, that's humongous.
Yeah.
It's like a monkey, and it's... So you would tie it around your finger or something? Remember those like little koalas and stuff? You'd clip them on your pencil?
Yeah, I think I have a couple in the office right now.
Oh, there you go.
Well, these are super interactive. Apparently, I mean, we have one called Violet, and I think Bryn has one for Cameron as well. That thing, my kid uses it every night. She sleeps with it. It's different.
How big? Hold it in your hand.
The one that she sleeps, Violet,
that's
is like
a
this
small,
big.
Smaller one?
It's a regular sized stuffed animal.
Okay.
That's not these fingerlings. It's something different.
Oh.
But it's just an interactive stuffed animal that she's been sleeping with since she was a little girl, like a little baby. You touch it and it plays
lullabies.
Lullabies.
And
stuff. It'll say her name.
Mm.
So
does it say Isla? Does it not know
no,
how to say
it,
her
it
name?
Says it right. It says it correctly. But these are similar in that they are interactive, and so the fingerlings hugs are big. So if you're looking to get that kid something, you got to get him before December hits.
Yeah.
That's the reason
now
I'm doing
is the
this
time,
story.
Right. Remember like all the fights over Furbies and Tickle
yes.
Me Elmos? And
yes, yeah. I do.
Now you get it because you got a kid. Like, oh, I get it. They want, the kid wants that and nothing else will do.
Well, the big thing that I know of is the LOL surprises.
Yeah, I don't know. Those egg things.
Those egg things.
Yeah. And that is that the one that's based on the surprise eggs or something?
Yeah,
it's
like you open it up and you don't know what you're going to get. And then you get the doll and the doll has certain pieces with her based on her character, who she is. And there's these little, it seems like the thing that you wouldn't sell to kids because.
They'd choke on it.
Right. Black Friday's around the corner. We're right around the corner from Thanksgiving, everybody.
We are 50 days from Christmas.
Christmas and.
Oh. 50 days. Still more than 10% of the year left. I mean, come on.
Black Friday is upon us, and they say only 37% of people are planning on going shopping in stores this Black Friday. So, should be lots of room and lots of parking, everybody.
Oh, great.
Good news. Online might be another story. They'll probably be sold out of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is interesting. They did this estimate. A company called Flipsy just analyzed what having a phone is going to cost you in your lifetime.
Flipsy.
And they say it'll cost more than $75,000 by the time you've purchased new phones and calling plans and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, wow,
75, wow. More than. And they actually, they say the average cost for a phone, $567.
Where are they getting their phones from?
Right.
Used iPhones on the black market? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's not what phones cost anymore.
No. So. Phones are ridiculous. And just going to get more expensive. Like, you're right. Mm-hmm. $75,000 is probably a low estimate.
They're coming in low.
I don't like it.
But can you see what we'll go to next? Because I can't. Mm-hmm. I like the watch. It works good.
Yeah, but you need to be
able. But you need to be able to type in order to do texts.
Right.
We're not going to go all the way over to talk texting, are we?
I do use talk text all the time. But then you got to go back and fix it because right. It's always so stupid.
unless we go to all, you can't use the watch.
Right. And even then, like, I can't privately put a message on there if I have to talk to the damn thing. And mine right now won't take a talk. I don't think, will it?
Your watch?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I have to just, I select one of the preloaded things. Okay, great.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, no, you can finger.
Yeah, I can finger scribble, but that's a pain in the ass. You gotta remember to put the spaces in. It's just not. Right. Ah! Like, remember those palm things when we first.
Palm Pilots?
Yeah.
And you had to learn a whole new way to write stuff. Like, you could write things, and it was all about, you know, you had to write in this special
way. Those things were lame. Totally lame.
Really lame. But we loved them at the time.
Well, they were pretty neat at the time.
Oh, my God. Look at this brand new technology. Holy crap. We're amazing.
We're 5 years away from an iPhone. Huck that thing out the window.
Oh, shakety do.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast fact. Fast fact. Fact. Fast fact. Fact. Brin's
only, out today.
Only one Adam Sandler film has ever gotten an Oscar nomination.
Oh.
Oh, is it...
Punch Drunk Love.
Oh, that was a great film.
Yeah,
that was a good film, but that wasn't his film.
Oh.
Was it?
No.
No, that was Michael Anderson Thomas. I don't know. I just said stuff.
I have no idea what that is.
Any guesses, or are you looking it up?
He's looking it up. Are you kidding
Weasel?
Me?
Weasel.
Is it Big Daddy?
No.
Is it Billy Madison?
No.
Is it The Wedding Singer?
No.
Is it 50 First Dates?
No.
Keep going.
Is it The Longest Yard?
No.
Is it Hotel Transylvania?
No. Are you going to name every movie but the one?
Yeah.
Is it You Don't Mess with the Zohan?
No.
Is it That's My Boy?
No.
Is it Click?
It's Click.
Oh!
Only one Adam Sandler film has ever gotten an Oscar nod.
And was it for like special effects or something?
Click was nominated for Best Makeup in 2006, but lost to Pan's Labyrinth.
Mm. Oh, that's a tough movie to beat.
That was not that great of a movie.
Yeah, I didn't love it either, but certain people, I mean, I wish it was in English.
You loved it at the time. You were the one who recommended it, aren't
it's
you?
Sad. No, I don't think I did. We'll never know because everything's been lost, but.
Are you mean you don't have any of your archives?
No. Are you kidding me? Do you guys?
Well, no, but we don't do movie reviews for a living.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd have those all piled up.
Yeah.
I don't.
Why are you laughing at that?
Well, you guys don't do movie reviews for a living, but you review so many other things, music and surfing, and you talk for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, we do so many, right, so we never want to hear ourselves talk again.
Right.
Oh, you don't.
Once we're done talking.
I'm going to jump in that camp, too.
All right, great.
All right. Microsoft Internet Explorer was the default web browser on Mac computers until Apple created Safari in 2003.
Mm.
I don't remember a time when they were on there, but apparently.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. Why are you such a hater on The Star Is Born singing? He's way better than most of the top 10 bleep you guys played today.
That is true.
I'm not a hater on him at all. And you know what the truth is? I bet the generosity she showed him while singing, mm-hmm. he showed her while acting.
Mm.
I'm sure that went both ways.
Right.
They each had their sort of strength.
Yep. That's a good point.
And each of them had to carry the other in certain places. It probably worked out well for them.
Yeah.
But that
it did work out well for them. Yeah. They have a hit movie on their hands.
And songs.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm pushing play on him as a singer.
Right.
No.
When do all the nominations start happening?
For the Academy Awards?
Yeah, and for Golden Globes and all that crap.
So
gotta be pretty soon, doesn't it?
Well, so
it has to be after the first of the year.
If I could just answer the question.
No,
thank
you can't. I can't possibly stop talking.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Good show, everyone.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. When is it?
So the movie has to screen before December 31st. Mm. So after that, it'll hopefully, roughly January 6th. And then the ballots go in. And I think they announce it like the last week of January. Yes, Sarah, your hand is up again.
Do you expect there to be Oscar nominations for Lady Gaga?
Absolutely. Oh, my
Bradley
God.
Bradley Cooper.
His music is all over the radio. We're playing it.
Yeah, but
that song for sure is going to get a nomination.
So you're saying songs in the movie. I'm talking acting nominations.
Well, they'll probably give Gaga a nomination because everyone loves her. Listen, the Academy Awards isn't really about the best anything. It's about who everyone likes, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
Okay, for sure. Whatever you say.
I mean, come on.
The
woman fall in love with the fish, really? That one best picture? I mean, who are you kidding?
It's not about what everyone likes.
Yeah, it's about who's most popular, who everyone likes. That was not the best. Well, dude, everyone loves that guy. I can't remember his name.
What? You're the movies reviewers.
I know. I got to look it up. I just blocked that film out. I just didn't love it. I couldn't believe it won best picture. Shape of Water.
I liked it, but I didn't think it was the best
movie.
Javier Bardem. Was he the director?
No, Javier Bardem is an actor.
Oh, Guillermo
Del Toro. Yeah.
To make all this go full, isn't Guillermo Pan's Labyrinth too?
I have to look it up.
Oh my God!
You remember everything.
Who are we and what are we talking about? Let's take a break. Yeah.
Three billboards should have won.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.